wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
It's that time of year again, Trey, the sweet spot in sports where baseball begins and basketball heads into the exciting home stretch to determine who will win it all.
And whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, let Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
Alabama head football coach Nick Saban has a dilemma on his hands. It's easily the most closely monitored position battle in all of college football in the offseason. Who will be the Tide starting quarterback, two-year starter Jalen Hurts, or the mop-up man of the century, Tua Tagovailoa? Reports swirling that Hurts' dad suggesting how hot a commodity Jalen would be if he transfers, Saban saying he's had all positive conversations with the Hurtses. Yet most feel the job will belong to Tua when it comes down to it. And the way Tua took over and won Bama the national title in January, that just kind of makes sense. But whatever happens, Saban says, quote, it's going to be handled in a very private manner, end quote. If he can make that happen, that feat might be more remarkable than winning his six national titles. Yeah, I'm sure Bama's quarterback battle will certainly stay quiet. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
What does your morning sound like?
Goodbye, baby.
Is she asleep?
Yeah, finally.
Great. I picked up our favorite breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's.
Ooh. Mmm. Oh.
My turn.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset in the history of forever.
Nice, Mike.
Yeah, and some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike. Enjoy yourself.
Yes! Woo! Thank you!
Woo! Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Is there no limit to what he won't notice?
It is 6:04, hour 3 of 3 coming your way, brought to you as the last two have been by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. ATM fee refunds, free checking that's actually free. Everything you'd want in a bank and more. You can find them in Iowa City and Coralville online, tworiversbank.com. Two Rivers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Mark Morehouse, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joined us in hour number one. We chatted with Jack Dom in hour number two. Podcasts will be available at KGYMradio.com. Don't forget, while you're there, vote in our poll question today. When would you prefer Iowa hold its spring game? Friday night or Saturday nights? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. It is Friday. That means only one thing. Well, it means a number of things. You're probably done working for the week, but around these parts, it's time for...
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm okay. Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
All right, Todd. We talked with Jack Dom about this. All in on Almora.
I think you have to be at this point if you're Joe Maddon and the Cubs. They made a conscious decision, the front office did last year, to move on from Dexter Fowler after the World Series win in 2016. And the combined numbers of the mishmash of leadoff hitters was far worse than what Fowler provided in 2016. And the numbers from the leadoff position have been worse than 2017 this season. So they're trending in the wrong direction. But there have been a number of vocal fans. We talked to Jesse Rogers of ESPN.com and ESPN Chicago earlier in the week that want to see Albert Elmora at the top of the lineup and in center field a lot more often. They feel he's a young player. He's not being utilized the right way by Joe Maddon. Well, he's looked okay when he's hit leadoff. As a matter of fact, the Cubs have a winning record when he does bat leadoff. They have a losing record when he doesn't. So I am officially all in on Albert Elmora. I don't think this team has an ideal leadoff hitter, and I'm not saying Elmora is it. But he seems to be a lot better choice than Ian Happ currently, who is struggling mightily. Some of the other options, I'm not big on Ben Zobrist, Kyle Schwarber, Anthony Rizzo. No. I'm all in on Albert Elmora Jr. until proven otherwise or until some sort of lineup change is made. I don't see that happening the way that things are constructed with this team in 2018. So put Elmora at the top of the lineup card and see what happens. But hey, I'm not Joe Maddon.
Number two.
Alex, AJ Epenesa hype train is going to be rolling tomorrow. How about later on tonight?
Later on tonight, tomorrow, the chatter is going to be loud. And I want to go back a couple months when some fans saw that AJ Epenesa was listed as the second string or the number two defensive end behind Parker Hesse, who will not be playing tonight. A lot of people were upset about that. AJ's father came out and said that it's no big deal. It's not a big deal. AJ Epenesa is going to be playing plenty this season, but he's put on 17 pounds in the offseason. He had a full winter workout with Chris Doyle under his belt, and as a true freshman at Kids Day, he was nearly unblockable for some pretty good offensive tackles in Cole Crossen and Ike Butker, and I don't think that he's going to get much more blockable for two tackles in Tristan Wirfs and Alaric Jackson, who are learning both sides of the offensive line at both tackle positions. So I think he's going to have a huge night. People are going to go into that stadium wanting to see him do well, and then seeing him do well is only going to increase the chatter about the really once-in-a-generational talent that the Iowa Hawkeyes have brought into their program. So I love this. People are going to be talking about AJ Epenesa later tonight.
Number three.
Unrest in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Yeah, I am going to leave this as a Packers fan. I am not a big believer in... I'm not a big fan, I should say, of what's going on in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers is not happy with the front office. And Aaron Rodgers is that franchise right now, for better or worse. They built that team around him. He thinks, and some would say rightfully so, that the front office owes it to him to run personnel decisions by him. Now, others would say you're letting the inmates run the asylum if you do that, and I tend to be in that camp. I think Aaron Rodgers is a really talented player, but stay in your lane, as the great basketball philosopher L. Ball once said. You play football, you be the quarterback, let the front office be the front office. Look, Jordy Nelson is a tremendous receiver. They had great chemistry. If the Packers are confident that they can get better production and save money elsewhere with a younger, cheaper version of Jordy Nelson, maybe through the draft, maybe with what they've got right now, Davante Adams is that number one guy, then I'm all in on that. I'm absolutely all in on that. You bring Jimmy Graham in as a tight end, I think that's going to help Aaron Rodgers. I'm not a huge fan of star players dictating to the front office roster moves. Chances are, the front office could be around a lot longer than the star player. And if Aaron Rodgers is unhappy and wants to leave Green Bay and tarnish his legacy and what he's building there, and I say building because it's present tense and not past tense, then that's on him. I think he's a great player, but he's overplaying his hand here a little bit, and it disappoints me, but I have a feeling, and I think a lot of Packers fans do here too, how this is going to play out. I think the front office is probably going to capitulate to him. And when that happens, I don't think it's a good thing.
Number four.
Blue blood quarterbacks getting Wally pipped.
Todd, I'm sure you know the story, but there are some out there who might not know the story of Wally Pipp. Wally Pipp was a fantastic first baseman for the Yankees in the 20s, but he was replaced by one Lou Gehrig. And that type of trying to find better players in the Yankees organization is happening in within some of the best college football programs at the most important positions more now than ever. And I know a lot of people are bringing up the fact of the, as Dari Noka did on the Sports Beat at the top of the hour, the fact that Tua Tagovailoa came in for Jalen Hurts and won the national championship for Alabama this past fall. Jalen Hurts was the first SEC player of the year as a freshman since Herschel Walker, and a year later, he is probably going to be replaced by another quarterback, but that wasn't the first time it happened. The team that they were playing in that game, Georgia, had the number one overall recruit in Jacob Eason. He got hurt. Jake Fromm came in and never gave the quarterback position back, and now Jake Fromm might lose the quarterback position to Justin Fields, the number one overall recruit in the country, just a few months after he led the Georgia Bulldogs to the runner-up in college football. And it's also happening at Clemson. Kelly Bryant led the Tigers to the college football playoff, and it looks like he is going to be replaced by a kid named Trevor Lawrence, who is one of the top quarterback prospects in the country, and there's always already people putting him in Heisman discussions. The thing I love about college football, and I love this, by the way, the thing I love about college football is that there are so many different types of programs. There are developmental programs. There are programs that are developmental and kind of a combination of bringing in some junior college type players. And then there are absolute blue blood programs that bring the best players in the country who want to compete with each other and make each other better. And you're seeing it at Alabama, you're seeing it at Clemson, and you're seeing it at Georgia, and you're going to start seeing it all over the country as far as these top-level programs recruiting players and not being satisfied with the players that they have in their program at the moment. So all of this Wally Pipping that is happening, I love it.
Number five.
All right, Todd, $2.8 million.
What would you buy with $2.88 million? I left off the second eight. I mean, it's just $80,000, right? We're talking about pocket change there. Well, the answer to that, if you're one particular person, one of the rarest baseball cards known to man, a 1952 mint condition Mickey Mantle rookie card, went for that sum, $2.88 million at auction recently, the second highest paid money value dollar sum dime coin ever for a baseball card, next to the world famous Hannes Wagner T209 card. I got to tell you, that 52 Mickey Mantle is a thing of beauty. Those baseball cards from that era are more artwork than collectible to me. And if I had millions and millions of dollars, I'd probably part with almost $3 million just to own that card. But here's the sad thing about that. If I bought that card, I'd have to put it in a safe deposit box somewhere, like at Two Rivers Bank and Trust, gratuitous sponsor plug, and I wouldn't get to see it. I wouldn't get to enjoy it because I'd be worried about something happening to it, like my house burning down. So you'd have that beautiful piece of cardboard encased in Lucite, and you wouldn't be able to see it. You wouldn't be able to enjoy it. You wouldn't be able to hold it. I don't know whether I would be able to live with that. Plus, if I had $2.88 million, I'd probably buy a lot of other things as opposed to one thing. But this is under the assumption that I have way more than $2.88 million.
Number six.
Smoke, but no fire.
Todd, I leave this 100 times over. It is almost NFL draft time. And just about in 6 days, we are going to know who the Cleveland Browns are selecting with the number one overall draft pick. And I hear draft analysts, football reporters bringing out some of these rumors that have apparently leaked to them from NFL front offices, from scouts, and a lot of times from coaches. And I can't believe a single one of them, because I have watched so many drafts and seen so many smoke screens to know that it is full-blown smoke screen season right now. Let me refresh your memory if you don't know what I'm talking about. Let's go back to last season when the Chicago Bears sent every member of their organization to Deshaun Watson's pro day.
Not Bears.
While having a secret dinner with Mitch Trubisky. They wanted to let everybody know, show everybody that they were very interested in Deshaun Watson, but they weren't. They had a secret dinner with Mitch Trubisky the night before, told his people to, begged his people not to leak it, and then drafted him, traded up to draft him with the number two overall pick. In 2014, the Rams had the number two overall pick, and they met with Johnny Manziel, and you just kept seeing leak after leak that Johnny Manziel, the Rams were, they're super interested in Johnny Manziel. They're having second thoughts, and they might take the Texas A&M quarterback with a number two overall pick. Well, they drafted Greg Robinson out of Auburn instead, and that was the most transparent smokescreen that I'd seen. And then last year, once again, Charles Harris out of the University of Missouri, a defensive end, was scheduled to have a pre-draft visit with the Miami Dolphins, only to have it canceled a week before the visit. Well, guess what? The Dolphins drafted him anyway. They wanted to make it look like they weren't interested. They canceled the visit. He was wondering why they canceled the visit. He thought that he had a good relationship with the front office in Miami. They drafted him anyway. So don't believe anything that you hear as far as rumors and rumblings and this team likes this player and this team likes that player, because most of the time, I would venture to say 85% of the time, it is a smokescreen with no fire. So I leave all the rumors at this point of the year.
Number seven.
All right, Todd. Coaches getting death threats from players.
Yeah, we touched on this earlier in the week. I'm going to leave this. This was Jim Harbaugh at Michigan having a player, a former three-star prospect who was not on the spring roster, tagging Jim Harbaugh in posts on social media, alluding to gun violence, Michigan being an open carry state. Not a good look, especially for that program in particular, because Harbaugh is one of those guys within the context of this segment, you either love him or you leave him. But there are probably a number of better ways to handle a dispute over playing time or getting, as it appears this was, being cut from the team than tagging your coach or now ex-coach on social media. The Michigan police, I believe, are still looking into this. But maybe think of a better way to try to take a shot at your former coach. There's a lot of ammunition Jim Harbaugh has given players. You don't need to use actual physical ammunition or hint at using it on the guy. It's just not smart in this day and age. In 2018, the climate that we're in today, by the way, the 19th anniversary of the Columbine school shooting in Colorado, not a good climate to make those sort of references, even if you are not serious. Leave it.
Number eight.
1 day contracts.
I love these. And they're obviously symbolic ways to bring back players that meant a lot to organizations. And two of them recently were given out to two players that I loved. And these two players weren't even on a team that I necessarily followed my entire life. And that would be the Chicago Bears. They gave a 1 day contract to Devin Hester and Matt Forte. Matt Forte played 8 seasons in Chicago, never complained about playing on terrible teams. And Devin Hester, one of the greatest return men in the history of the NFL, if not the greatest. So I love the fact that they can get one more day and officially retire with the team that they helped carry for the better part of a decade. And for Devin Hester, was part of some teams that are part of some really good teams and a team that got to the Super Bowl. So I was never a big Bears fan, but I love Matt Forte and I love Devin Hester, and it's good to see them go out and have really accomplished careers and not stick around too long like some other players do.
Number nine.
Tax refunds.
Tax refunds. You all think I'm going to love this, right? It says refund, not paying. I'm not paying. I'm getting money back. I'm going to leave tax refunds. Ooh, right? Why? Because it bothers me every year when I get a refund back, especially a sizable one, because it means I was too dumb, lacking the intelligence, not smart enough to correctly allocate my taxes in the first place so that I would have more money spread out over the course of 12 months that I could use for things in my everyday life. Then you get a big lump sum, and then you get tempted to do something crazy with it. I'm probably the exception. I know there are some people out here who actually use the tax refund as a way to force themselves to save money. Good on you if you are one of those people. I'm not like that. And it bothers me every year to get a huge chunk of money back. It means I'm not doing a good enough job of financial planning, and that bothers me. So you all think this is the industry of hot takes? How's that for a hot take? I'm leaving the tax refund on the table. Now, I'm gladly taking my money back if the IRS is listening, and most of it, at least the federal side of things, already in the account. Still waiting on you, state of Iowa. But I'm leaving it in this segment. I, of course, want my money back.
Number 10.
Dexter Fowler Bobblehead Day. Oh, Alex, you already got me enough stuff for my birthday. You don't need to do this.
Todd, the bobblehead is yours if you want it, which I'm not sure you will, because
he's not wearing a Cubs uniform.
He's going to be in a Cardinals uniform. I'm going to the Cardinals and Reds game tomorrow afternoon at Busch Stadium, and it's Dexter Fowler Bobblehead Day. I leave this. I am not.
Boo.
I am able to recognize that certain players mean more to one team than they do another, and he meant more to the Chicago Cubs than what I think he's going to end up meaning to the St. Louis Cardinals. At this point in his tenure, he's in his second year of a five-year, $80 million deal. It seems like the front office is sort of trying to force or make sure that it doesn't look like they gave him a bad contract, when we all know that there are certain players sitting behind him that he might be blocking. He's playing right field now. Harrison Bader and Tyler O'Neill are cooling their heels. Bader sitting on the bench and Tyler O'Neill down in AAA, as he was just called up yesterday and got his first at bat. And Dexter Fowler, you just wonder what kind of a future he has for the Cardinals. He's a great teammate, a great ambassador for the city, but I don't think that he fits on this team the way that he did on the Cubs. And it seems like the front office, by having this bobblehead day just over a year into his time in St. Louis, is trying to say, look, we didn't make a mistake. This is our guy, and we're going to stand by him. It just seems forced at this point, and I leave it.
If you don't love it, leave it.
And that, friends, is love it or leave it. Good news if you are a Cincinnati Reds fan. It's coming in droves for Cyclone Tim and Reds Nation at this point. Yesterday, Brian Price got thrown overboard, and today, former Cedar Rapids Prairie alum Scott Schebler activated from the disabled list by the Reds, so he'll be back in the lineup. That bat has been needed as the Reds got off to the 3-15 start. So good news there. 6:25, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, Kyle will have a big board update for you, and we'll take you to the finish line tonight talking Hawkeye football as Iowa. The gates are open at Kinnick Stadium right now. They'll get underway with their final practice of the 2017 spring session tonight at 7 o'clock. Back with more after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
When I walk in the bank, there's two or three people that say, "Hey, Pat. Hi, Pat. How you doing? Thanks for coming in today." That's what makes a person feel special. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust has made the commitment to me and the other union trades in town to be that union bank.
Is it the "how can we help you" feeling Pat Loeffler and the members of Carpenters Local 308 get every time they stop by Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust?
They've been there for me every single time that I've asked them. It's a hometown feel. You have a place that you can come in to sit down and talk with somebody on a personal level. That means a lot to my members. I work with Brittany, I work with John Rodriguez, I've worked with numerous, you know, people at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust over the years. You're just not another number to them. You're a face and a name. They know you.
Or is it the cookies?
Oh my goodness. I put them in top, at top of the line. I hit their cookie counter before I leave the bank every time.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. The rotary phone. The cassette tape. Back when you needed those low-tech devices, your insurance company also needed three estimates for vehicle damage. Well, times have changed. Now you've got a sleek cell phone, and you decide where to take your vehicle to be fixed. Bob Mickey Collision Center works with all insurance companies, but they work for you. Nowadays, it's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision Center. Center Point Road, just off the Collins Road exit from 380 in Cedar Rapids.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12, school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we can try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYN.
See what happens when you skip rehearsal.
6:29, Zach Johnson atop the leaderboard at the Valero Texas Open today at 9-under. Terrific round for the Cedar Rapids native. We'll see if he can put another tour win in his cap. Big news in the football world, the state of Iowa losing a coaching legend today. Kyle will fill you in with a big board update.
The Iowa baseball team is playing the first game of a weekend series with 25th-ranked Minnesota today at Target Field. That's the home of the Twins. Nick Allgaier got the start for the Hawkeyes, and he actually held the Gophers hitless through four innings, but then things picked up. It was tied at one after five, tied at two after six, and then after the seventh inning, it was 4-3 Gophers, and that's where the game sits right now in the eighth. At 7 o'clock tonight, Hawkeye fans can get their football fix at Kinnick Stadium for the spring game. Because of ongoing construction to the northern end zone, they're only going to play 70 yards in one direction, but admission's free. Big Ten basketball scheduling assignments were released yesterday, and we didn't get a chance to get to the Iowa women. Megan Gustafson and company will have home and aways with Illinois, Michigan, Michigan State, Nebraska, and Purdue. They'll host one game with Maryland, Northwestern, Rutgers, and Wisconsin, and then they'll be on the road for one game at Indiana, Minnesota, Ohio State, and Penn State. Former Iowa State football coach Earl Bruce passed away earlier today at the age of 87. He served as the head coach of the Cyclones from 1973 to 1978 with a record of 36-32 before moving on to Ohio State and then coming to Northern Iowa for a season in 1988. The Colonels haven't played baseball since a week ago today, but it's finally looking like a beautiful night to be back in Cedar Rapids hosting Kane County for a three-game weekend series. Blaine Enloe will get the start, and first pitch is going to be in just a few minutes. Tonight after the show, we're going to join the Twins and Rays in Tampa on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and also Game 3 between the Cavs and Pacers with the series split on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
Our very own Mark Dukes called in a while ago and let us know that the line for the Royce Lewis bobblehead tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium was three quarters of the way back to Kingston Stadium at 5:30. As people were waiting for the gates to open again, the first 1,000 people there got a Royce Lewis bobblehead. And I'll pat myself on the back on this one. I called this. Beautiful night.
Yeah.
Z102.9 Mug Club night. People are looking for something to do that's slightly more interesting than watching a bunch of football players stretch in pads and slap each other around in red jerseys. They should have a nice crowd there tonight for the Colonels and the Cougars. Cougars are in town all weekend, and then the Burlington Bees come to Cedar Rapids Monday through Thursday of next week, a four-game series. Burlington put up 28 runs today in a win over the Quad Cities River Bandits. They've got Joe Adell, who was the first-round pick of the Angels last year. I think he went fifth overall. Very, very talented player. Could be one of the best players the Angels have had in their system since Mike Trout. That is going to be a tremendous four-game series. Oh, by the way, Burlington has a guy, a familiar name, Torrey Hunter Jr.
Never,
on the roster.
Never heard of anybody named Torrey Hunter.
I think he played college football. Wait. Don't know who his dad is, but I think he played college football. You guys are going to want to get out to the ball. They don't pay me anything. This isn't an endorsement, but that's going to be some good baseball with a lot of future major leaguers on the diamond next week. Kane County, not so much.
So
they don't have a ton of talent on their roster this year.
I'm sorry to do this if it offends anybody, but we have friends of the show. Do we have enemies of the show?
We might.
Torrey Hunter number one?
Yeah, Torrey Hunter's up there.
He's got to be in the top five.
I'll find out tonight whether the show has enemies, because after the segment about the asking the complicated questions on Tuesday's show, we may have one. At the land of 10. It was all in jest. It was not meant to harm, but que sera, sera. 6:33, if you're headed to Kinnick Stadium tonight, listening to us in the car, first of all, thanks for bringing us along with you. And second of all, you should know regular game day administrative procedures are in place. They'll be looking through your bags, stuff like that. Although, I did see where someone on Twitter reported that they saw a sandwich delivery vehicle pull up to Kinnick Stadium and make a delivery for somebody who was there for the practice today. Now, maybe he or she ate the sandwich in line while they were waiting to get in. I don't know, but they are treating this as if it were a game day, so your bags and stuff will be searched at Kinnick Stadium. Construction in the area, keep that in mind. They're going 70 yards tonight, so they're not even using the full length of the field, and it is going to be more of an open practice than it will be a scrimmage, but they are going to have some scrimmage pieces in place for people to watch, and I'm heading down there in about 25 minutes as soon as I can get out the door tonight.
Over under 8,500.
I'll take the under.
I agree.
Mark Morehouse. I'm with you. Mark Morehouse said 7 to 10. I'll lean more toward the 7, and if it were an actual game, yeah, maybe I'd take the over on that, but it's a practice, and the weather is so nice. I think people are just going to take advantage of this to do some other things, which is not an indictment of Iowa or the football program at all. I just think, hey, man, first truly nice night of the spring, at least for the last week and a half. Get outside with the kids. Take them for a walk. Go to the park. Go to the Colonels game. Drink some cheap beer on Z1. You know what? I wasn't going to do this. I wasn't going to throw him under the bus. Scott Unash sent me a text message about 5 minutes ago to my personal phone. He's not even using the Hertin and Stocker text line. He's not being a company man. He sent me a photo of the tip bucket at the stadium with the caption, "Well on our way."
Was so he's there any already, money in there?
Yes, there was. He's already taunting me.
Okay, well, I but hope it's he got good.
The animal shelter, Last Hope Animal Mission, Animal Rescue Mission, is getting the tips tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium, and I wanted to be a helper to the community. I wanted to push people toward donating, so I said, hey, raise more money than I did working my butt off at Riverfront Stadium in Waterloo one night as a pinch-hitting beer vendor. I made $83.50, so I said, you, Nash, if you make more than $83.50, I'll take the entire KGYM staff out for lunch next week. Well, he's got Carol Kelly with him, who's the promotions director here in the building. That's two on one. I should have taken the money and doubled it and said, hey, if you make 160 plus, I'll take you out to lunch.
I don't care how many people are there, but you gave people the two best incentives to leave tips that anybody could. One, helping animals. Two, spiting you.
Maybe not necessarily in that order. There are a lot of people out here.
Almost a guarantee that they're gonna go over that mark. A
lot of people out there who don't like me, or so I hear. That's fine. You can not like me, but you're still listening. And that's fine by me. I learned a long time ago in this business, you got to have pretty thick skin. Most of it's fat, but it's still thick. Trust me. 637. Is that thick with two C's or the proper old English pronunciation and spelling? CK.
Two C's.
CK, I believe. Not to be confused with Louis CK. And now we're not going down that road. He's not a very good individual. 637, as we mentioned, hour number three, as the past 2 hours have been brought to you tonight by Two Rivers Bank and Trust. Find them online at tworiversbank.com or you can bank with them in person in Iowa City and Coralville. When we come back, a few final thoughts on Iowa spring football before we turn our attention to Monday's program, where we'll be offering some final thoughts on Iowa spring football. We got spring football on our mind. Can you tell?
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay.
Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are ya? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Well, he wants scores. All the scores from Boston to Chicago.
She wants songs. All her favorite songs from Boston to Chicago.
You sing along to Little Red Corvette every single time it's on the radio.
And you still talk about the Big Red Machine.
Not as much. My teams are L.A. and Philly.
So you're an L.A. woman now.
Yeah, for baseball. And hello, Eagles all the way.
Just because they beat Brady, you are such a pretender.
Oh, Brass in Pocket. Another great song.
Smart Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
He really seems to care about what I have no idea.
All right, so if you've been listening to the show today, you know that we've had a little bit of fun with the fact that it's April 20th, and in stoner terminology, that's a big day if you are into marijuana culture. Haven't spent a great deal of time on it, but have hinted at it around the edges. Well, I came across this earlier today, and I've done my best to prove the veracity of it. This does appear to be authentic, and I want to read an email that was sent to parents of children at the West Des Moines Valley High School in 2012 by the principal. If you've ever seen that gif of Steve Buscemi going around, "How do you do, my fellow kids," or whatever the verbiage is. "Dear Valley parents / guardians, April 20th may be a holiday for your teen. 420 or 4-20, pronounced 420, is a term used as a discreet way to refer to the consumption of marijuana and a way to identify oneself with the drug subculture. Marijuana users observe 420 as a time to smoke together, and April 20th has become a counterculture holiday where people gather to celebrate and consume marijuana." That's the first of three paragraphs. It doesn't.
There's two more.
It doesn't get any better. Or it does, depending on how you're approaching this. 420 has become a code for a time to get high, a symbol of marijuana and its culture. Teenagers believe they can talk about getting high in front of their parents without them knowing by using the phrase 420. Fortunately, your teenager will not have that option. April 20th events are international, and 420 has become a worldwide, quote-unquote, burn time. For parents, it's a red flag, a warning sign that your teenager may be into something that could harm their future. When you see the symbol 420, or your child wearing excessive green clothing on April 20th, beware of what it represents. April 20th has now become National Pot Smokers Day. That's the end of the second paragraph. Our pop culture is pro-marijuana, as evidenced by the success of movies and celebrities who flaunt their use. This makes it more difficult for parents to get anti-drug messages across to kids. Use 420 as your opportunity to get a dialogue going about drugs, and not just marijuana. I feel as if I just did a little bit of a public service announcement, but I also was mocking the letter that was emailed to the
West Des
Moines parents. 2012. So 6 years ago. There's some solid life advice in there. And hey, look, if you're down with, as he called it, burn time, I'm not going to judge you. To each their own.
Burn time. That was my favorite part, actually.
I'm not smoking a doob here in the studio anytime soon or anything, but whatever, man. Like, it's just his opinion, man.
So what was the intention of that?
So that kids could not covertly discuss the consumption of marijuana in front of their parents, as the second paragraph pointed out.
How dumb did this principal think that parents are?
Well, I think back on some of the stuff that I got away with when I was in high school, and since my parents are in town right now and perhaps listening, I don't want to go down that road. Not drug-related, mind you, unless you consider alcohol. Well, alcohol is considered a drug, but anyway, I'll plead the Fifth Amendment on. I watched the series finale of Scandal last night on ABC, so I will plead the Fifth Amendment and invoke my constitutional right not to incriminate myself. I can't believe they killed off that character. 319-366-1600. Last couple minutes here as we burn down to the nub. I don't want to.
We're going to call this burn time.
Someone's going to get upset about. Someone's going to get upset about this.
Oh,
people
well.
Are so uptight about. It's not like I'm not endorsing it. I want to be very clear about that.
You know,
I
how
think
they,
anything that you do that has been proven to harm your body and you're killing off brain cells when you do a number of things. It's as long it's you, it's your choice. If you want to do, I'm not going to judge you. I sort of lean libertarian on that. And I don't know whether that's the proper way to approach it or not. Maybe I'd feel differently if it was somebody close to me, but somebody out there on the periphery, you do you, I do me, and the world will be a better place. Right?
Correct.
And it may take you up on the Dexter Fowler bobblehead. I'll trade you. No, I'm not trading the Royce Lewis bobblehead.
No, I'm not a big bobblehead person, we have so you can have them. The only one I want is my Brett Hull bobblehead. That's the one I will not give up.
We've got three of them here in the studio. We're slowly but surely bringing them back. They need to have local relevance to be here in the studio. So we've got a Zach Johnson bobblehead, we've got the Royce Lewis bobblehead, and then we've got the U.S. Olympic Wrestling Dan Gable bobblehead that we were given several years ago here. There's a Justin Abdelkader Rough Riders bobblehead that I know I have at home, so that'll be making an appearance here. The Rough Riders season, unfortunately, came to an end last week. They did not make the USHL playoffs, but some renovations going on here at the KGYM studios we're very excited about. We're going to be posting some photos next week on our Facebook page, which if you have not liked us, please do so at KGYM Radio on Facebook.
See, I wanted to bring another piece of memorabilia into this studio as part of the redecorating process, but it got vetoed by Todd.
The Lawrence Phillips football. And we don't need any Huskers stuff in here.
That's true.
Paul and Marion.
That's the reason why.
Paul and Marion, by the way, on the text line pointing out, I didn't get away with it. My parents let me get away with it. Throwing up at 12:30 in the morning and telling my parents they must have got a stomach bug after coming in, and they let me get away. Yeah, you're right. You're probably right. They did. As we noted today, very sad day in the state of Iowa football circles. Earl Bruce passing away, best known to people here in this state as the former football coach at Iowa State. Left Iowa State to become the head coach at Ohio State. Ultimately lost his job after the very famous Hartlieb to Cook touchdown pass in Columbus that sealed his fate and led the way to John Cooper taking over the Buckeye program. Wound up coaching UNI for a year. A guy who has a very good reputation, had a very good reputation among the college football circles, and a great coach at two of the three Regents universities in the state of Iowa. I believe he was 87, passed away today. So our thoughts and condolences not only to the Bruce family, but also to Iowa State and UNI football fans. And it's a football kind of day. Iowa State is done with its spring practices. UNI is holding its spring game next Friday, so a week from today. Hawkeyes are wrapping up tonight at Kinnick Stadium. They're, as a matter of fact, I'm sure they're on the field right now. Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette has tweeted that it doesn't look like Aaron Menz is going to be on the field tonight, so he may be one of those two or three additional players that was alluded to or were alluded to by the coaches earlier this week as being held out tonight.
The Iowa football program has sent out a release concerning Aaron Menz, and it says that he will miss an extended period of time due to an injury.
Read your email as opposed to reading the 2012 burn time email. If I would have read
the email from Matt Weitzel, I would have known. That burn time email was way better. No offense, Matt Weitzel.
Played in 13 games last year, had two solo tackles and three assists as a backup linebacker for the Hawkeyes. Now, does that concern people that this was supposed to be Aaron Menz's time to shine, and now as the release says, we'll miss an extended period of time.